الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ الغلا بكماله كشفت دجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Sayyidi Ala Hadrat says, Subhu teba mein hui, batta hai bada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka, aya hai tara noor ka, teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Welcome to the Early Echo program as you are watching this on Madani channel all the way from South Africa, Durban. Summa alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the blessings which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings and sadaqa of His most exalted and beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us His obedient slaves and servants. Subhanallah. Let us listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting durood as per routine, and thereafter we move on. As the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ طَهَارَةٌ وَغُسْلٌ. There is a purification and washing for everything. وَطَهَارَةُ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنَ الصَّدِعِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيَّ. Allahu Akbar. And the purification for the believer's heart from rust is sending durood upon me. In other words, through the blessings and virtues of reciting durood, sending salawat and salams, Allah Azza wa Jalla removes the rust from one's heart. And this is the heart of a believer, the heart of the one who loves the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So let's praise our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of reciting durood as well, as it has been stated by a very great poet when he says,
Wo jo na the to kuch na tha, Wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, Wo jo na the to kuch na tha, Wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, Jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai, padhiye salli ala nabi na, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala shafi Okay, my dear. چمکے آنکھوں سے ہم لگائیں گے نظروں سے بھی لگائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی پڑھیے صلی علی نبی نا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیع نا صلی علی محمد آمد مصطفیٰ
Subhanallah, praising the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejuvenates and ignites the love and the flames of muhabbah in the heart of a believer. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's move on with our program for this morning, inshallah, azawajalla. And we will take in a kalam as we go along in our episode and program. So with good intentions, we are watching this program for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. With good intentions, you could pass this or share this video on the social media to others as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, whatever good points you hear, you will jot them down so that you could always refer to them at a later stage in life. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. As I mentioned before, and I always enhance or I elaborate a lot on the Madani Mudhakiras of Da'wat Islami because it is very, very informative. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are so many rules, regulations, masail about worldly matters, about Islamic and deedi matters that will really assist and help you in all walks of life, in all parts of your life. So it is something which is very, very educational, and all types and all sorts of questions I asked during the Madani Mudhakira, and His Eminence Amir Ahle Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Ravadi Damat Barakatuh Al Aliya, then gives the answers to those questions. Alhamdulillah, remember, there are questions which I asked through SMSs, through emails, through social media, through voice messages, through calls, through letters, and even people that attend the Madani Mudhakiras of Da'wat Islami. So you can watch this off the net, you can watch this on the social media. I'm talking about Facebook page of Da'wat Islami, the official Facebook page. Alhamdulillah, in different languages you could get to know. You can watch Madani channel in Bangla, in English, in Urdu, and inshallah azawajallah, even in Arabic. Inshallah, make dua. There's a lot of progress in this department as well. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. and further dear viewers of Madini channel. So what we are saying that questions are asked and Amir al-Sunnah grants and he gives the answers to those questions, and those questions are relating to different aspects of life, you know. You will get to know more about it, inshallah, as we go in our program. So listen to the nature of questions, and this could be your question. Instead of taking the answers from Sheikh, internet and Google and so on and so forth, we should divert our mind and attention towards the scholars of Islam, the true Sunni Sahihul Aqeedah scholars of Islam, who are connected with the books, dear viewers of Madini channel. Alhamdulillah, form this habit and even teach this to our children as well. When they have any query, any question related to Islam, they should find the answers from the true scholars of Islam, inshallah azza wa jalla. And by doing this, they will have the correct answer. They would not be introduced to the misconceptions and the diverse dimensions of different theories which are present on the social media from various websites. So it's very important where we get our information from. The internet is there, it's open to every person, but subhanallah, the great shuyukh and mashayikh, the great scholars of Islam, the great muhaddithin, the great muftiyani kiram, who have written volumes and volumes of book, have not written this through the internet. They have studied Islam, subhanallah. And today all those masail are documented, so we can get to know the actual mas'ala directly from the books than taking this from sources that are unknown at times, and that could be very risky and detrimental to one's iman and faith at times as well. So inshallah azawajal, this was just a little nasiha as a brother from my side to the viewers of Madani channel. Let's move on and let's listen to the first question, inshallah azawajal. A questioner had asked, what is the method of performing the prostration of the recitation of Quran? Now this is known as sajda-e-tilawat. There are 14 sajdas in the Quran Pak, subhanallah. And a believer is then commanded to perform sajda, which is known as sajda tilawat. So the answer to this is, the questioner had asked, could the method be mentioned as to what is the correct method with regards to the prostration of the recitation of the Quran? The answer was, stand facing the Qibla in the state of wudu. Stand facing the Qibla in the state of wudu. While standing, say Allahu Akbar and move downwards. As you say Allahu Akbar, you can start moving downwards in order to perform the prostration. Go into sajda as you are saying Allahu Akbar. Stand erect, right? Say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 or 5 times and stand up while saying Allahu Akbar. This neither requires raising hands at the time of saying Allahu Akbar, nor placing them under the navel, and nor performing any salam. So that means that there is no raising of the hands. A person does not need to touch his earlobes, according to the Hanafi Mas'ala, right? So a person would not need to raise his hands towards his earlobes. There is no need for tying the hands under his navel, and there's no need to even say salam. It is sajda-e tilawat. You stand in the state of wudu, facing the Qibla, and as you say Allahu Akbar, you move towards the bottom to say, you go downwards into the state of sajda. You say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 or 5 times, and after performing the sajda, stand erect saying Allahu Akbar. This is the way and the method of performing the sajda-e tilawat. You can further look at Bahari Shari'at volume number 1. So you can perhaps, you know, look this up in Bahari Shari'at, and it is a very informative fiqh book regarding masail. Subhanallah, it's very informative. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla rectify us and give us the tawfiq and ability to perform virtuous deeds, dear viewers of Madini channel. Another questioner had asked, and a very, 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 very beautiful question. And from this one can understand the maqam of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The questioner had asked, how many times did Sayyiduna Jibril Amin alayhi salatu wasalam come to the court of our beloved Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to the other blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal? So سرکار دو عالم نور مجسم شاہ بنی آدم احمد مختار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں سیدنا جبریل امین کتنے بار تشریف لائیں، اور دیگر انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام، جملہ انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی بارگاہ میں کتنے مرتبہ تشریف لائے. How many times did he attend the court into the court of the beloved Rasul and other messengers علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام؟ The answer is حضرت سیدنا جبریل امین علیہ السلام came to the court of آدم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام and Idris alayhi salatu wasalam 12 or 4 times respectively. 12 and 4 times respectively into the court of Adam Safiullah and Hazrat Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, he came to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah عليهم الصلاة والسلام 50 and 42 times. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, he came to the court of حضرت سيدنا موسى كليم الله and حضرت سيدنا عيسى روح الله عليهم الصلاة والسلام 400 and 10 times respectively. Allahu Akbar. Whereas he came into the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's court 24,000 times. Subhanallah. 24,000 times Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam had come to the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What is the maqam of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ki Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin, subhanallah, such a great angel who is the teacher of the angels, respectively, he comes to these various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, as mentioned by, it's mentioned Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Idris alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all these great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had been visited by Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. And the maximum it goes to is 400. And 10 times respectively when it came to Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. But here, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, he visits the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam 24,000 times. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and understanding to understand the maqam of our beloved Rasul سرور کائنات صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He is beyond our imagination. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel Amin being the teacher of the Malaika, even when he would visit the house of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, subhanallah, he would come with the permission of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He would enter with permission. He would take ijaza. Allahu Akbar. What can be this maqam, dear viewers of Madani channel? Even at the time of passing away, according to some riwayat, Allahu Akbar, he was granted as much as time he wanted in this world. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, he is the greatest Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has so beautifully composed and said,
Kon deta hai dene ko chahiye, Kon deta hai dene ko chahiye, چاہیے دینے والا ہے سر. तारे खिले छुप गए पर न डूबे न डूबा हमारा नबी खल्क से आलिया आलिया से रसूल खल्क से आलिया आलिया से रसूल और रसूलों से आला हमारा नबी सबसे سے بالا آلا ہمارا نبی ہمارا نبی ہمارا نبی
It is our Nabi who is the greatest, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The Quran has been composed in his praises, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى Subhanallah. Yasin, Qaha, subhanallah. مَعَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ All these ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, are praises, praising the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. There is no human in the form of nur like our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon this earth, for whom so many poems, so many nazam, so many kalams and naats had ever been composed. There is no city in this world for whom so many manaqib, so many manqabat, so many praises and poems have been written for the city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara simply because it is linked to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. There is no family like his. There is no grandchildren like him. We need to follow his sunnah. We need to follow him. We need to fall in love with our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to read more about his seerah. Allahu Akbar. So Jibreel Amin used to come 24,000 times. And you heard the numbers prior to that 12 and 4 times, 50 and 42 times, 410 times. Respectively in various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's courts, he alayhi salam, Jibreel Amin, had visited them respectively. Allahu Akbar, put that number of times, as I mentioned, 50 and 10 and 42, 12 and 4, Allahu Akbar. But 400 was the highest, and thereafter was 24,000 times. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us and make us fall in true love with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, thumma ameen. Dear viewers, and now inshallah Azza wa Jalla, a beautiful kalam just for the viewers of Madani Channel. Listen to this kalam. When we do come back inshallah, we are going to be discussing a question with regards to mu'ajiza, with regards to miracle. Allahu Akbar. So, let me give you the question, and when we come back, we'll keep you with the answer, right? So you can be thinking at the same time, the question had asked, if something unexpected happens, for example, someone remains unhurt in a horrific accident. So some people often say these words at that time. Kya mu'jiza ho gaya? What a miracle! He came out clean without a single scratch. Is it permissible to say this? So I keep you thinking, and I will come back with the answer just after we listen to this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, unzur halana. Ya Habib Allah, isma qalana. Innani fi bahari ghammin mughraqun. Khud yadi sahil lana ishkalana. مولا روسیاں ہوں پر کرم میں دو جہاں کے تاجدار مولا اپنے غم
اپنی الفت میں رلاؤ زار زار
مولا
بھوسیاں بھوک پر کرم میں
تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار دیکھنا ہے حسن تو دیکھو عرب کے ریگزار احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار واسطہ احمد رضا کا دو جہاں کے تاجدار
مولا
فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار کاش فرقت میں تیری روتا رہوں میں زار زار
مولا
خدمت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں کاش خدمت سنتوں کی میں صدا کرتا رہوں اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار اہل سنت کا صدا بن کے رہوں خدمت گزار لا فتح الا علی لا سیف الا ذو الفقار لا فتح الا علی لا سیف الا ذو الفقار
مولا
یا رسول اللہ
کرم میں دو حبیب اللہ کرم
مولا
یا رسول اللہ
کس بات کا مصطفیٰ والی تیرے عطار ڈر کس بات کا کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار کارگر ہوگا نہ تجھ پر دشمنوں کا کوئی وار
مولا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ذو سیاہوں پر کرم اے دو جہاں کے تاجدار اللہ اکبر Dear viewers of Madani channel سبحان اللہ what a beautiful and faith refreshing نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we were listening to اللہ اکبر we hope that you are spiritually boosted right now سبحان اللہ like this you could hear many more kalams in nas inshallah azawajallah as we go along in the programs and it is on the early echo program alhamdulillah so we are back dear viewers and now Let's move on to the questions and answers. I asked a question, actually it wasn't my question, it was a question who had asked us to Amir Ahl Sunnat with regards to sometimes in a horrific accident people say he came out without a single scratch, what a miracle. So is this correct to say this? The answer is On such an occasion, instead of saying it's a mu'ajaza, it's a miracle, one should say Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected him. A mu'ajaza is such an action that occurs through a Nabi after he has declared the announcement of prophethood, after he has proclaimed his prophethood. So, mu'ajaza and a miracle can never be performed by a non-Nabi. He has to be a messenger, a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla for him to perform something that cannot be performed in usual circumstances, right? So, for a person to say this is incorrect. Rather, he should say, Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected him. Form the habit because Allah has protected him or her or any person in such case that come out clean from such huge accidents. Allahu Akbar. It is rather the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Than a miracle or a mu'ajaza. So form the habit of you, it's something nice to do and something nice to remember because in this way here a person gets to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you say this your iman becomes stronger. Yaqeenan iman mazboot ho jata hai jab hum ye apne zuban se iqrar karte hain ki yes Allah has protected us and protected him. And then a person then the doors of shukr opens. Whereas he makes shukr to his Rabb, to his Creator, for there could have been something even worse than that. He could have landed himself in the hospital or perhaps the graveyard. But Allah Azza wa Jalla saved him. So therefore now he has a chance to make shukrana salah. He has a chance to repent, to make tawbah. If he was a sinner, this is the chance for him to repent. Allah has given him another life, another chance. Zindagi wahi hai, bas ek mauka mila hai tawbah karne ka. زندگی کو بدلیں اس چیز کا فائدہ اٹھائیں A person should take full advantage of such situations. People who come out of the hospitals from various sicknesses and viruses and diseases, whereas so many other people had the very same similar virus. دو کو وہی وائرس تھی ایک جی گیا ایک انتقال ہو گیا Strong weak. We have seen old people جو 70-80 سال کے تھے ہاسپٹلوں سے وہ واپس اپنے گھر آئے They came back to their homes. اور بلکہ جو نوجوان لوگ 20-30 کی عمر کے ہسپتالوں میں تھے وہ دم توڑ بیٹھے سیم وائرس سیم سکنس Dear viewers of Madani channel you and I we all are being tested there is a mission and a maqsad in this world and when your time is up the angel of death would not ask you for your age and for your time and he would not care and he would not be concerned as to where you are who you are what race you are what's your background what's your social status what's your caste All of this is never counted. Strong, poor, whether we live in the mountains or wherever we are, when our time is fixed, our death will come to us. And we need to prepare for that. So when a person comes out clean from such an accident, sometimes you see kabhi ek bahut chote chote accidenton mein ki accident jo hota hai chote hain, thoda sa do gaadiyan takra gayi, two cars clashed, collided, aur halaki speed zyada na thi, the speed was not so much, lekin chote accident mein bhi logon ka inteqal ho jata hai. And then we have seen horrific accidents that the car has become like a matchbox. To give you an example, right? Something small as that. The car was crumbled, the engine had disappeared. But a person has come out clean from such accidents as well, just with minor bruises, cuts, and whatever it may be, his life got saved. So, this is rather the fact that Allah has protected him. He is our protector, He is our sustainer, He is our cherisher and erisher, He is the master. He is the owner of this world. He is our Malik. He is our creator. So therefore we should worship Him. We should be obedient towards Him. This is His right that we should perform our salah. This is His right. This is the haqq that we have to fulfill. The right that we as ummatis and as servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla need to fulfill this commandment of salah. Or else we have violated the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is His right that we should be obedient towards Him. We are in a serious problem. Have this not been met? So it's always time there. The breath that we take is actually the chances that we have, the seconds that we have in hand, the moments we have to fix things. Allah has given you and I a chance to fix things. Usko durust kare, ahozari kare, roye, girgiraye, roye zada, kasrat ke saath roye, agar rona na aaya ho. Rona na aata ho, if you one cannot cry, then at least make your face as if you are crying. In one verse, He Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimoon. Over and again, ittaqullah. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhraja. Open the Quran, you will find at various places and maqamat, Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded you to fear, and that is something which you and I do not possess. We don't possess fear. We have fear of losing money. We have fear of losing family. We have fear of losing dignity, respect. We have fear to lose our status in society. We have fear to lose all our izzat in front of the world and public. We have fear for losing our jobs and businesses. We have fear for not paying up our accounts. We have fear for going into jail and prison. We have fear from the authorities of this world. There is one thing that we have no fear for, and that is Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that's the reason why there are so many doors of sin that are open 24/7 upon a person, because he feels as if no one is watching him. The moment you have this thought that no one is watching me, samajh lo ki shaitan has attacked that person, is tossing him, because he feels he is not being watched, but he has forgotten what the Quran has further mentioned about the two guards which are noting and derising every action of ours, every word of ours, everything is recorded. Allah is watching at all times furthermore. And every Friday, the actions which we perform, any action, whether you stole something, you fought with somebody, fornication was committed, adultery, any gunah, major or minor, was committed, your sins are presented in the court of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Anbiya alayhi salam. Though Allah is alimul ghaib al-shahada, He is watching at all times, He is aware of everything. He is even aware of the thoughts that cross our hearts, that's in our chest. Jab wo thought, wo khayalat Allah se chupe nahi hai, to aur kya chup sakta hai? Nothing is hidden from Him. He knows everything about us. But though, dear viewers of Madini Channel, a person still goes and commits, thinking that I am not being watched. So your sins are presented to your deceased parents and relatives every Friday. Even they are aware of the sins we commit. They come and visit the homes 5 times a year, according to one narration. On the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, they come every Thursdays. They come on the night of Shab-e Bara'at, on the 15th night of Sha'ban al-Mu'addam, and they come on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. They visit the family members.
According to the ahadith, they stand outside, the soul, the spirit, and in a very sorrowful voice, roni ki awaaz mein, wo apne ahlo ayal se guzarishe karte hain. Ye ek summary mein bayan kar raha hu, hadith paak ka ye natija arz kar raha hu, that the soul then says, we are in need of thawab and reward, but unfortunately we are unable to hear them. Besides jinn and humans, every other creature can hear what the soul says, and then they return to the place from wherever they have come. Wherever they have come, there are different areas and places for the pious souls and for the evil souls. Some souls are kept by the well of Zamzam. Some souls are kept near the Qubur in the graveyard. They are near their own bodies in the Qabristans, in the cemeteries. We make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla protects us, grants us death and iman, grants us the tawfiq and ability to repent. So from where to where this had went, but this was important for us to know, dear viewers, that a person is protected at all times and Allah is watching you. Let's make this firm intention. Bas nek ho jaye, Allah Azza wa Jalla mein nek banaye, muttaqi banaye, parhezgar banaye, achha insaan banaye. May we become nek, may we become pious, may we cry for piety, may we beg for piety. Our hearts are judged, our clothes unjudged, our social status is unjudged in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is ya taqwa. These various nations and tribes and castes, such as Urdu speaking, Maimonides, Gujarati, Surti, all these various languages and castes are only to recognize each another, because Allah Pak then says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. This is something we need to strive towards, we need to work towards, we need to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, we need to beg our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now let's move on to the next query and question asked to His Eminence, and a very nice one. He says, some people cook small fishes without cleaning and gutting them and eat them with rice. Kuch log jo machliyan khate hain chawal ke saath, lekin jo choti machliyan hoti hain, without cleaning them and gutting them. The answer is yes, it is allowed to eat them in this way. It is stated in Bukhari Sharia that small fishes have been roasted without being gutted. It is halal to eat them. It is halal to eat them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq to eat halal rozi only. Bas halal kamai ki tawfiq ata farmaye, halal isq ata farmaye apne habib ke sadqe mein, aur halal khane ki bhi tawfiq ata farmaye. May we earn halal, may we eat halal, may we feed our children halal as well, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani channel, another question I had asked, if a person offers salah while wearing a ring made of iron or copper, and he uses this in his finger, is this allowed? Will salah be valid? Will his namaz be valid? The questioner had asked this, and Amir Ahl Sunnah had given a very beautiful and brief explanation. And the answer is, the salah offered by such a person will be makruh tahrimi. The one who wears a ring made of iron or copper. If someone has offered salah while wearing a ring, so he must repeat his salah after removing the ring. If he has completed his salah and then he saw he was wearing this anguti and ring, he should remove that from his finger and he should repeat his namaz, because namaz and salah will be wajibul iyadah. It will be wajib and necessary upon him that he should repeat his salah. Offering salah, that is wajib to be repeated. So he will repeat the salah after removing the ring with the intention of offering the salah that is wajib to be repeated. So you must say, Allah Azza wa Jalla, I'm offering that salah of namaz, whatever namaz it is, that is wajib to be repeated. And he will repeat his salah, because the repetition of that salah has become wajib. How many people out there have been got one from Ajmer, one from Baghdad, one from Mina, one from Kalyar Sharif, one from Pak Patan Sharif? Every finger has one ring from the mazarat of one wali. These things have been noted as well. Some people wear rings for the nisbah. Amir Ahl Sunnah gives such a beautiful answer. Allahu Akbar, kya khub farmate hain. He says that you are wearing this ring which is against the Sharia, though you have purchased this ring from the city of Medina. Medina se nisbat rakhne wali anghooti hum apne haathon pe پہنتے ہیں لیکن مدینے کی نسبت, because it has nisbah with Medina. So what about the one who owns Medina? What about the one who is the master of Medina? What about the one who is the aqa of Medina? What about the sayings of the master of Medina? He says, you are following Medina, but now follow the master of Medina who says that don't use this ring if it is not according to Sharia. We see youth and youngsters that bounce around with chains on their necks, on their hands, faces and dressing totally against the sunnah and the teachings of Islam, the sunnah of Rasulullah and teachings of Islam. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, what future will their children ever have? What future do they have? Their generations and progenies to come would have. So our souls are all wandering around this world, being involved in various kinds of crimes and sins, various types of sins. The vastness of sins is beyond imagination. Every, human being from all walks of life, we are being tested in this world. We are being tested. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has guided those people who are so fortunate. They have repented from their sins. They have become obedient and pious people. Our time comes only because we have decided that we will only repent when we reach 50 and 60. When I become old, when my beard become grey, when I find one or two strands. But when that one or two strands are found, and a person says, let me just put some dye or some mehendi on my beard, I will feel fresh and young again, and I will forget the fact that I'm becoming old. And again he's deceived. His youth deceived him. Firstly, his childhood deceived him. His youth deceived him. His education perhaps may have deceived him if it was not according to Islam. It was only worldly education that made him more greedy for money. It made him feel that money is everything and money buys everything. Then he would never care what relationship I have with my parents. Relationships mean nothing to him. What means to him is paisa, it is money, it is wealth. For that he could lie, for that he could cheat, for that he could deceive. Even if it is his own parents, and you have seen on the media, for love people kill parents, for money people kill parents. These things are so common. So ponder and reflect over this, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. So, a question I had asked. I am a chartered accountant. If the officer asks me to increase the amount of a small bill, am I allowed to do so? Allahu Akbar. Am I allowed to do so? So the answer is, it is not allowed to do so. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not help one another in sin and injustice. Therefore, if the officer says to a certain employee that you should increase the bill on that person's account, and this person does so because his boss told him or his manager told him, then he has still done haram. And haram leads to hell. In the same way, some customers have also have these types of changes made by shopkeepers. Those who do so or have such changes made must refrain from them, as these are impermissible acts, sinful and haram deeds that leads to hell. They are sinful. You should never ever do that. Be thoughtful about the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching you, and you should stop. The Quran says, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not help one another in sin and injustice. So if somebody has told you to do that, according to the Quranic ayah, you are still not allowed to do that. Because you cannot allow to help each other in sinning. He has told you, doesn't mean you should go and do that. If you know it's wrong, it's wrong. I can't do that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, once again, grant us the tawfiq and ability to understand. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, this was the Q&A session held. Make dua for the ummah at large, for those who are suffering vastly throughout the world. For Allah Azza wa Jalla to remove our sufferings, and for Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us istiqamah and steadfastness. Don't lose this opportunity of praying and making dua through the sadaqah and wasilah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come to the end of our episode. Shukran to our
technical team locally as well as internationally. And for the viewers of Madani channel, how could I ever forget you? You're always there, mashallah, alhamdulillah, liking and sharing these programs. May Allah Azza wa Jalla answer all your lawful wishes. At the same time, we will be back tomorrow with another powerful episode of this program called The Early Echo. Until then, keep smiling, stay good, be good, and do good. Remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. إن شاء الله عز وجل صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Start your day with remembrance.